Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody doing this evening? I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and I am ready for tonight's show, you guys. I've been waiting to do this show for a very long time, but timing is everything, and tonight is the perfect time to have these two gentlemen on the show in the locker room. One of them has been in the locker room for a few different episodes, but the other one is coming on for the very first time. These are gentlemen that I work closely with. They are a part of the Before You Go Pro family. They are our BYGP coach mentors. So many of you guys find Before You Go Pro different ways. Some of you guys find Before You Go Pro through our content, like the BYGP book, or maybe through a video. Others of you find Before You Go Pro through our mentoring service, which helps young men, high school and junior college football players, get to the next level, get to the college level. So these two gentlemen work hand in hand with our BYGP athletes. They are day in, day out, all hands on deck type of guys. These are guys that played Division I football. They played at a very high level of football. And now they give their time in a few different ways. I appreciate these two gentlemen coming on tonight. And I think we already have them both on the line. We'll start with Mr. David Watts. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the talk show.
Great, great. So, hey, you know the routine because you've been in the locker room before. And once again, I definitely appreciate it. For those that don't know, you know everybody where you're really from? Can you hear me okay, Coach Watts?
Can you hear me okay? You're going in and out, but I think I can hear you now. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now? Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Sorry about that. But the question was, you know, where are you originally from, and can you give a little background for our audience?
I am a proud, I guess, Californian. I grew up in the Bay Area, in Mountain View, California, to be exact. I'm really proud of, you know, being from the Bay Area and the Silicon Valley. I went to St. Francis High School, and I was blessed with an opportunity to play college football at UC Berkeley from 1997 to 2001. I had a blast. And I'm really excited about helping young people have that same opportunity and that same type of great time that I had. And that's the reason why I'm a part of BYGP.
And we are greatly appreciative for you being a part of the program, and I know you put a lot of hard work into the young men that you work with. Do you feel like it's really important for young athletes nowadays to have mentorship and coaching?
Absolutely. I can almost, if you aren't having mentorship or if you aren't having people who are helping you who have been there and done that, I feel like you're behind the eight ball. Because oftentimes parents, you know, aren't in the know as much as they should. And oftentimes if you don't have that necessarily help or have that type of person who has experienced, you know, going through the process of college, you know, recruiting, going through the process of being a student athlete at the collegiate level, I feel like if you don't have it, you know, you're going to be sort of behind the eight ball in terms of, you know, the game planning and basically knowing what to expect.
Right there. And we also have Coach Stevens on the line, and he works with a lot of our East Coast athletes, our athletes that aren't from the Western region. Coach Stevens, can you share with the audience where you're from and a little bit of your background?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. My name is Jordan Stevens. I actually am from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so like on the opposite side of the country of you guys. I currently reside in Cincinnati, Ohio. I played football at Miami of Ohio. I guess the house of Big Ben Roethlisberger is how everyone knows it. I also had the blessed yet rare opportunity to play in the NFL. I played a little bit with the Washington Redskins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's been a long journey. I now coach high school football and teach high school as well here in the Cincinnati area too.
And that's exactly why you're perfect for the BYGP program, because you've done it all. You've done it on the field. Now, like you said, you're coaching. You're not an affiliate of these young men. Talk to me about the players out there on the East Coast, some of the guys that you come in contact with. Do you feel like it's important for young student-athletes to have mentorship?
Yes. Not only the athletes that I've come into contact with through BYGP, just the athletes that I coach every day. A lot of them are lost, and a lot of them don't have the necessary parental guidance in the home. And the mentorship is that much more important for those kids. Parents can only do so much. They need individuals who have gone through the process and understand the process and kind of be like that guiding light. Kids see the what I've come to know is kids see the glitz and glamour of playing football in college, but they don't necessarily see behind the scenes and how hard you have to work to get there. And I think that's what I enjoy the most about mentoring all of these kids, helping them understand how much more it takes than just what they see on TV.
Well said, and both of you gentlemen know exactly what it takes, and it definitely is more than what they see on TV. Coach Watts, can you talk to me a little bit about the value of college? I know that some of these young men, they see the glitz and the glamour, the football side of things, but can you talk to us maybe about your opinions on the value of college for some of these gentlemen, some of these young
people? Absolutely. I forget where I read it from, but it was a verifiable resource, and it talked about the advantages of getting a college degree, and they said that an individual with a college degree makes a minimum of $1 million more than an individual who doesn't have a college degree. So that off top is like ridiculous. So just in terms of your career earnings and the span of your lifetime, you know, you really got to think about the long-term benefits. But in terms of the short-term immediate benefits of being a college student and a college student athlete are the friendships. are the relationships that you're building with not only your teammates, but, you know, the, you know, your fellow classmates that you're going to classes with, your coaches. And it's just a great experience for a lot of young people to be away from home for the first time and to grow up in an environment where there's other like-minded people, where you can actually go and find out what you're interested in and find out what your passion is about. I think the smartest students are the ones that use their time in college to figure out what they're passionate about, and they get good at their passion, and they're able to sort of make a career out of their passion. And I feel like if you can take advantage of that experience at college, you're going to have a leg up in terms of when it's time to have a career, because you've already developed that, you know, that experience, that work experience, whether it be an internship or whether, you know, entrepreneurial skills or this, that, and the other. So it's a very important skill to sort of jumpstart your professional career, and having it is going to definitely set you apart from somebody who doesn't have it.
I love it. Great advice right there. And hopefully you young players are really paying attention to what Coach Watts was talking about. Extremely valuable what you guys are able to do if you can leverage your athletic talent for a college scholarship. Coach Stevens, can you talk to me a little bit about the transition from being a kid that's playing high school football or maybe junior college football to a young man that now is getting his education paid for through football. Do you think that that's a business transaction when these guys sign these letters of intent?
Yes, I totally agree with that statement. It's hard, speaking about the transition, it's hard to transitioning from high school to college is the fact that you don't necessarily lose the fun of it, but now kids have to understand that these coaches are also feeding their families off of your performance.
Great point.
So they see this as this is how they feed their families. So they're not going to it's not going to be I'm going to play favorites and things like that. You kind of have to learn that throughout all of high school, you're the man. You've been the man, and you've been the best on your team and things like that. But you kind of have to learn how to start over once you hit college. You have to learn that you are the low man on the totem pole, and you got to earn your way back to that top spot. And it's not easy whenever every day there's also someone else that was the best at their high school. And the thing about it is competition brings out the best in you. I think that's why I loved college so much, is it only makes you better. But yes, it is a huge business. The moment that you stop trying to perfect your craft is the moment that someone else is perfecting their craft.
Great advice right there. And Coach Watts, can you talk to me about maybe some of the things that you see from the athletes you work with, or maybe some of the stories that you've heard or beliefs that you have as far as why some of those guys, some of those athletes that may have the talent on the field don't actually get the scholarship? Why does that junior college or high school young man not get the scholarship?
Well, I mean, there's so many different levels. I think the first major reason is I feel like a lot of people don't love and aren't passionate about the game. And what I mean is that is I feel like a lot of times young people, they're caught up in being recruited. They're caught up in the hype. But what they don't really, really love is the struggle. They don't love, like, the 6 a.m. workouts. They don't love staying, you know, getting to practice early and staying late. So, you know, it's a lot of the glitz and the glamour that a lot of young people see. You know, a lot of people, I believe you alluded to it earlier, a lot of people see the 3 hours that these student-athletes are on TV in the BCS National Championship game, but they don't understand the amount of work that it takes. I mean, the hours that you're probably putting in are – quadruple the time that you're actually playing actually in the game. So I feel like the passion part is, then you have grades. I feel like a lot of people have a talent, but because their grades aren't in the right place, it ends up being a huge prohibiting factor. And I feel like one of the last reasons why a lot of student athletes fail at actually, you know, playing at the collegiate level and getting scholarships is because I feel like they're unrealistic about their athletic ability. Oftentimes, student athletes think that they are Division I athletes, and they're really not. And what ends up happening is they don't get that Division I college recruiting interest, and they sort of get, depressed a little bit. They get discouraged. And I feel like it's very important for young student athletes to sort of have a realistic ideal of their ability level and to sort of, not necessarily discount lower levels in terms of like FCS ball, Division II, Division III, because those opportunities are great opportunities as well.
Amazing advice there. On the head, you can't overlook any opportunity with the cost of an education, a college education. It's all good, you guys. If you get a Division II, Division III scholarship, you are definitely winning. Trust me. Coach Stevens, let's go back to you. Can you talk to me about, in your opinion, do you think that parents and young athletes are disadvantaged if it's their first time through the recruiting process, and I'm a multi-million-dollar coach who does this for a living, and I've been through this numerous times, the recruiting process?
I think they are slightly disadvantaged. And I think that's what hurts a lot of kids nowadays, that they're led in a wrong direction, not necessarily because of it being anyone's fault, simply because they don't know where else to go. I think that's why, I guess, we are so important. The fact that we have been through this process, we give people who haven't been through this process, parents especially who haven't been through this process, kind of like a helping hand. We always try to lead in the right direction, whatever's best for the athlete. And the hard part is as a parent, you have so much going on that you necessarily don't really know what the best way to go is for your student athlete. And I harp on our importance in that aspect. And I think nowadays that colleges are only getting better at understanding it's their first time and what parents don't understand, and they hear the way these coaches are talking to their athletes, and they get excited about it, but they must also understand that these coaches are saying these things to numerous other players as well. I think that's the biggest disadvantage when it comes to parents who have never gone through this.
I'm glad you brought that up, Coach Steve, because you had over 27 offers coming out of high school, and you decided on Miami of Ohio. How do you sift through that if you're a player? Everybody kissing your butt.
It's hard. It's really hard. I think what really helped me is I took my official visits, and I took all five of my official visits. And I think what really helped me was getting to know the actual coaches outside of football. So my way of kind of sifting through everything was kind of going at their like family life. So if a coach had a very well-developed family, they had kids, They had a wife. They were happy, things like that. It made me almost slightly believe them more. And I would kind of almost ask, I would ask the coach, if I was your son, what would you then tell me? And that kind of helped me sift through who was kind of being honest and who was just kind of telling me the same thing they told everybody else. And one thing I always asked every coach was what makes me special? And that was the biggest question that if you had a straight answer, I tended to lean toward you more. If it was more of I'm going around the question and I'm trying to give you a decent answer, I kind of faded away, no matter how big the college was. And people always ask me why I chose Miami. When I had Big Ten, I had SEC offers. And I chose it because the coaches made it feel at home. And that was a big part of why I chose them.
Wow. Great point, and thanks for sharing that story as an illustration on how some of these young parents and athletes can sift through some of the noise during the recruiting process. Coach Watson, we have roughly about 10 minutes here. Thank you so much to both of our coaches for their time. They're extremely busy, you guys, with what they also do outside of BYGP, but they've granted us some time tonight. And Coach Watts, as you know, with our program, which is an off-the-field program, we stress to our athletes that they need to act right off the field. They need to have a good social etiquette. In your opinion, do you think social perception of athletes is at a good point right now of football players, or do you think it's at a low point?
I definitely think it's at a low point. I believe that there are a lot of people out there that think that football players don't have self-control, that, you know, that don't think before they act, and that are overly aggressive. It's very important that, especially when you're in high school and you're going through the recruiting process, and even before, you know, you've got to have the mentality of you're always being looked at, you're always being observed. You know, one thing that I like to always tell young people is, you know, even when they're at practice, even when they're in the weight room, even when they're in class, they have to challenge themselves at all times to sort of say, you know what, at the back of my mind, the only way that I'm going to really, really push myself is to sort of have the mentality that if, you know, Urban Meyer's at practice today, Clay Helton is in the weight room watching me, you know, whatever coach is in class observing me from the window on how I respond and how I basically am involved in class discussions and things of that nature. Because if you're constantly putting pressure on yourself to sort of perform at the highest level, you're competing. And that's the biggest thing. Student athletes need to be able to compete just as hard off the field as they do on the field. And I feel like if you're able to do that, you're able to compete at the highest level on both ends, you're going to be able to reach your maximum potential a lot quicker and a lot more efficiently than somebody who doesn't.
Amazing. I love it. I love it right there. You guys are getting it tonight in the BYGP locker room, and that's what we want to do, you guys, is move back the curtain a little bit about what it takes to get to the next level and then how to stay there and thrive. Coach Stevens, let's go back to you. I want to talk to you about adversity. Obviously, all football players go through some form of adversity in their career. Can you maybe share a moment in your career where you had to dust yourself off and pick yourself up and get back after it?
Yes. Before I share my personal, my little brother actually went through this process right after me, and he was far better than I was in high school, and he came out of high school with 39 Division I offers, and
wow.
The thing is he could not accept one because he was graduating high school with a 1.2 GPA.
Wow.
So I again I I piggyback on all of you guys' points on how important grades are. He ended up having to go D2, and he succeeded. He did well there and everything, but how depressed and upset he was just because no one, and I take that upon myself at the time. I was in college, but I didn't help him enough, or no one else helped him enough to understand how important grades were when he was doing everything else on the field. I guess for myself, I've gone through numerous injuries. I tore my ACL and PCL, and I was out for a long time. And I think I came back far before they thought I would, and I ended up continuing my career after that for a little bit. But I think everyone can attest to how important it is and how relevant it is to of injuries. They happen, and you have to understand that they may happen. I think the hardest part of getting over injury is what's between your ears. And if you can get your mind to understand that you can do this, then it becomes that much easier to return.
Man, that's why I love having you guys on the team and dealing with our athletes, you guys. There's a lot of companies out there, and Before You Go Pro doesn't brand itself as a recruiting company, but that is who we compete with to a certain extent for young athletes today. And it's just night and day what we're able to provide from a consulting and mentoring standpoint when you're talking to people who have been where you are, who have been through injuries, who have played in front of thousands of people, who have had to fight off the bench. It's just the type of service that we can provide with Before You Go Pro for our athletes. Coach Stevens, I know you're on the East Coast, and we definitely don't want to keep you up late. Tell your wife that we definitely appreciate your time tonight. Can you give us maybe with one last piece of advice, maybe something that you would have told yourself coming out of high school if you knew what you knew today?
I have a lot, but I think I want to sum it up in one word, and that's just work. I now understand how important work is, and when you're not working, someone else is.
Perfect. Well, hey, we'll leave it there. That's enough said on that statement. You have a wonderful evening, Coach, and we really appreciate the time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me, guys.
So there you guys have it. That is Coach Stevens, and he works with all of our East Coast and down South athletes, our athletes from Florida, our athletes from Texas. Coach Stevens works with them. And Coach Watts, I wanted to talk to you before we let you go here. Once again, we appreciate your time. But I wanted to ask you this. If I'm a young man that maybe comes from a family that has never had somebody graduate from college, or I'm a young man that comes from a family that's a single mom, or maybe I have two parents, but they're working parents, and they wouldn't be able to afford college without me getting a scholarship. Can you talk to us about, in your opinion, do you think that college is life-changing? And can you maybe illustrate how that's affected your life graduating from college?
Absolutely. I mean, I just feel like being in the college environment, you know, there's that whole, there's that whole phrase of iron sharpens iron. And I feel like a lot of the times when you're at college and, you know, with your teammates, you know, you're going to be able to sort of, you know, there's going to be a lot of student athletes that are like you and have your same work ethic. And there's going to be a lot of student athletes that don't have your same work ethic. So I feel like when you're at that level and you're competing, and you're working hard, and you're all building towards the same goal of winning championships and graduating with high honors, I feel like it's one of those things to where you are being you know, you're being personally challenged. You know, you're having positive peer pressure. And I feel like oftentimes at the high school level, oftentimes individuals aren't being pushed because oftentimes they're, you know, the star of the team and everything comes easy. And I feel like when you're at the college level, if you're at the right program that's competitive where, you know, you got to earn your spot, this, that, and the other, like there are no days off. And you learn that from the day that you walk in there as a freshman, whether it's summer bridge or summer camp. And, you know, right away it gets to the point to where, like, you know, no one's going to give you anything. So at the end of the day, like, your daily habits have to match your future goals. And if your habits don't match your future goals in terms of, like, you know, the depth and the hard work that is required of it, you're never going to accomplish those future goals. It's one of those things where, guys, you can't have a million-dollar dream with a $10 work ethic. It just doesn't work. And I feel like a lot of people have that type of mentality where there's an unlevel playing field in terms of, you know, where their dreams and their goals, and what ends up happening is they underachieve. And that, to me, is the biggest failure, is underachieving, not giving everything that you could have, because no one wants to live with regret. No one wants to live with the fact that they could have told themselves, if I would have tried harder in classes, I would have got above that 2.3 for, you know, the eligibility for college recruiting, or if I would have worked harder and cared about the relationship with my high school coach, that, you know, that my high school coach would have probably been more receptive to help me out in terms of talking to college coaches in the recruiting process. So your daily habits have got to be congruent with your, you know, long-term goals and your short-term goals, because if they aren't, you're not going to succeed at all.
Wow, tremendous advice right there. And to sign us off and close out the show, Coach Watts, can you tell us, I know you invest a lot of time in student-athletes. You do amazing work with the roster of athletes you have with before you go pro. Can you tell us what you hope at the end of the day that the young men that come in contact with you, what they pull from you, what you hope they get from meeting with you?
I hope that young men understand that football is what they do. It's not who they are. So at the end of the day, there could be a list of things that could happen in football, could, you know, could never present itself ever again. They could get cut. They could get injured. But my biggest thing is to always preach to young men that, you know, the chances of going pro are very slim. And at any point in time, football or whatever sport you play can be taken away from you. And if all your self-confidence, if all of your identity is placed on you being an athlete, then you're really going to struggle when it's all over. And it ends for everybody. You know, it ends for Peyton Manning. It ends for Charles Woodson. It ends for the guy that's a walk-on athlete that graduates. It ends for the guy that was a star at college that didn't make an NFL roster. And most guys aren't ready for it to end because they haven't really prepared. They haven't developed interests and passions outside of their sport. And that's the biggest advice. Find leadership opportunities. Find passions outside of the sport, because that's going to prepare you for when it's over and the lights are out and nobody's cheering anymore. Then it's going to prepare you to say, you know what, there's other things that I've been working on that I can fall back on as well. Or should I say fall forward? Never want to fall back, but fall forward.
Well, hey, man, you can drop the mic right there on that one. That's why you guys, I really hope that the audience hears the passion of these two young men. Obviously, they have the experience. That's why I know we have been extremely fortunate to have both Coach Jordan Stevens and Coach David Watts a part of the BYGP program, working with our athletes on a week-in, week-out basis. Hey, man, love you to death. Thank you so much for the content. Kiss the family and have a good one.
Thank you so much. Always remember, student first, athlete second.
There you go. So, hey, that is Coach Watts. He is ripping things up on the West Coast for us with BYGP, and then he has his own consulting company, David Watts Consulting. So you guys can tell, man. You guys can tell that we have guys on board, gals on board. We work with business professionals too, coaches that want to feed into you guys. The bottom line is win. The bottom line is win. If we can get you guys to college and through college, we are definitely winning in today's times. That is for sure. So hopefully you guys got something out of tonight's show. We've got an amazing show planned for you next week. It's a Division I Pac-12 coach coming on next week. I won't even mention who it is. If you guys didn't get to hear our last show, please go to our website, www.beforeyougopro.com. You can find the archive shows for Before You Go Pro. We had Mr. Khalif Barnes on. He just had a season with the New Orleans Saints, and he put his heart out into the locker room and really shared some key advice for young student athletes. So if you didn't get to hear Khalif's show, please go to our website. Once again, www.beforeyougopro.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand side and tune in, because you guys can win once you know the ball game you're in. So hopefully you got something out of tonight's show. I know you did. I am Coach Terrence Wood signing off for BYGP and the rest of the BYGP family. Have a good one, you guys.